3792. You can't count. Stop fucking about, man.
Leave it out, man.
Came home late the other day. The lady had some nasty things to say. She called me a slob and a bummer too. That's not a very nice thing to do. I busted her right across the jaw. We both looked up and we saw a 10-year-old son wishing he was dead. So I told him to go right back to bed. We patched up her jaw and then we retired in the middle of the night. I smell a fire. I got out of bed and opened the door, and I could hear a deafening roar. The whole of the house was engulfed in flames. I believe my body would never be the same. The roof collapsed and a terrible crack. I jumped out of the window when I broke my back. Just before I passed out, I looked up and gave a shout. Saw my wife silhouetted in the window frame, being slowly by the hungry flames. I knew that I'd hold that sight in my mind right until the day I died. In the hospital bed, the padre told me that my wife was dead. My 10-year-old son, there was no trace. With real plastic surgery, they taste my face. Well, you probably guessed the rest. With my face, is bigger than my life a bit. But with all life problems down at my feet, next week I star in Coronation Street.
Oh, yeah.